destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. On this show, every Monday night at 7 o'clock Pacific, we have a lot of fun. Mostly the call-in, people calling in to get information for readings about their life. I'm here. I'm utilizing the system that I've written many books about. The system does not really have an official title. If anything, it could be called the Little Book of the Seven Thunders. Seven Thunders referring to the seven planets. And the Little Book being the deck of cards, which reveals all of the secrets of astrology without ever mentioning astrology. From your birthday, we can tell you so much about you. I can tell you about yourself. I can tell you what's happening now, what's coming in your future, what's happened in your past. And I can certainly tell you about your most important relationships. So be ready to call here sometime around 7:30 Pacific time on any of the lines to get in line to ask me a question. We usually have a little talk before that, which we're going to start in a few minutes. But first, we'll start out by having a few announcements. There's a lot of new things actually coming down the pike here, exciting things to talk about. First of all, I've been announcing this before, but those of you who are in Chicago or the Chicago area, on July 25th, I'm going to be appearing at the Transitions Book Place, 7 o'clock p.m., doing a talk, introducing my new book called Your Birthday, Your Card. And by the way, these new books are finally back from the printers, and I should have some within a week or so. So we'll be taking orders on these starting tomorrow, the next day. So look at my website. Your Birthday, Your Card, my latest book, is coming out. It's got a beautiful cover. It's got new information about every birth card and kind of a fun approach to the whole issue. Also, lovecardsdating.com, our dating website, is underway now. We're working on it. It should be in operation by the end of August, but you can sign up now. You can go there now and sign up and be one of the first people to use it, and there will be free memberships in the beginning, so don't hesitate to go to lovecardsdating.com, and there's a little place there where you can put your email address and your name and your birthday, and you will be the first contact when we're ready to get started to use this site. It's going to be a lot of fun, a dating website based on the cards of your destiny. It's going to be a blast. The other thing is our newsletter is coming out this week. It'll be out probably tomorrow sometime. Those of you who are on the list who are current subscribers will get the latest issue. If you're not a subscriber and have never subscribed, you can get a free two issues by going to my website, seventhunders.com. Just go there, and there's a link on the very front page, if you look around down with the newsletter, where you can sign up for your two free issues. If you haven't received yours yet, this will be a good time. There's an article, Exploring Your Life Spread Cards. I talk about all the life spread cards. In this issue, we have the second part of that. We're also going to have another article on what happens when your life spread cards show up in your yearly readings, and which happens very often, and it's very significant. It's almost, I would almost say it's a new discovery, actually. And I'm very excited to write about that, and you'll be able to read about that in the latest issue of my newsletter, which is called Voice of the Seven Thunders. One last thing is I discovered Skype this week. Now, Skype has been around, and of course I've known about it, but a friend of mine had done a reading for somebody and used Skype to record it, and I was so impressed with the quality of the recording that I investigated and looked into it for myself, and now I'm going to be using Skype for my own recordings of readings and so forth. And it inspired me, actually, after getting it all set up, to have a sort of a new service. I'm going to be offering private sessions with anybody who's interested in learning the cards, or even just learning more about your own cards and what's going on. It's going to be a shorter session. It's going to be 30 minutes, and I'll be recording it. I'll be calling you on Skype. I'll be recording it, and I will either teach you what you need to know about the cards and show you where to go to find what you're looking for in a 30-minute session. We can cover a lot of ground in 30 minutes. Or you can actually ask me about your own personal cards or whatever's going on in your life, and it's like a shorter version of a reading that's not as inclusive, doesn't include the astrology and stuff like that. So it's a private card class / reading, and you're welcome. That's going to be advertised on my website sometime tomorrow also. So these are all a lot of new things happening. This is going to be an exciting year. Oh, and I should also mention that Thursday of this week is my 55th birthday. I will be 55 years old on Thursday. And I'm excited. It's looking like it's going to be a very interesting year, and I'm excited about it. You know, I don't know if any of you have had birthdays lately, but my best friend, Joseph, his birthday is today. And it's really good, if you haven't ever done this before, to throw a party for yourself on your birthday. You know, don't wait for somebody else to throw you a party. Just be proactive and get your own party going. Send out invitations to all your friends. Tell them to bring a present or bring something to eat for both. And have a great time together. Have a great time. I did this a couple years ago, and it was just so much fun. We had such a good time. And you'd be surprised how many people love you and would love to give you a present, looking for an excuse to give you a present. So just keep that in mind for your next birthday. In case you don't know, I've talked a lot about The Power of Now and A New Earth, the new books by Eckhart Tolle, or the old and new books by Eckhart Tolle. And we do offer them on my website now. And we also have the 6-CD set of The Power of Now in audio book form, which I recommend the best. I mean, I think if anybody really wants to have the experience of being in the now and knowing what he's talking about, not just hearing it, but actually having an experience of it, I highly recommend you listen to the CDs and take your time. 6 CDs has quite a bit of information. It has the entire book of The Power of Now. And I'll give you some hints about this if you ever get a chance to listen to these. And I hope you do, because this is something I recommend more than anything else right now because of the profound effect it's having on me and my life. So if you get these CDs, first of all, you know, you can put them on your MP3 player or whatever works good for you. But be prepared to take a lot of naps when you first listen to these. I would not listen to them for the first time when you're driving or, you know, something where you can't just nod out. You need to be able to just go to sleep if you feel like it, because this information is so powerful and it will sink into your psyche. And you'll want to sleep. You'll want to sleep so you can digest this information. Your body will want to. And then after about a week or two, and I would say between 10 days and 2 weeks, you'll find that you won't get sleepy anymore, and at that point, you'll be ready to start practicing what he's talking about in the book. There's actually things you can practice about being in the now. And that's what I say I'm doing lately. I say I'm practicing being in the now. Okay? So we have those CDs on our website for the same price you'd pay for them at bookstores. We also have the two books, The Power of Now and A New Earth. So if you want to just get them from us, you can. But I also recommend them. Just go get them wherever you can get them. They're just amazing. Just amazing. And The Power of Now on audio form is, in my opinion, the most powerful version of his work to date. Though there may be other things I'm not familiar with. It's always a possibility. So that was a lot of announcements, which is unusual. We usually don't have that many announcements in one night. So today is June 30th, and we have a couple celebrities born today. We have Mike Tyson, the boxer. We have actor Martin Landau and actress Lena Horne. We have, let's see here, Vincent D'Onofrio, the actor. And a few other people, but I don't know most of these other people. Those are the ones that I know. It's interesting about this birthday. It's a King of Hearts and a Two of Hearts birthday, so it's a double heart, which is unusual. There aren't many birthdays that are doubles of any suit, actually. So when you have a double heart, you have a real relationship person. And I'm surprised in a way that Mike Tyson is this birthday, because the Two of Hearts is such a feminine card, and it brings with it such a loving nature. And then Mike Tyson is known to be so, you know, violent. But I can see it in Vincent D'Onofrio and Martin Landau. There's this sweetheart element. I call it the sweetheart card, the Two of Hearts. People that have Two of Hearts, especially as a ruling card, are very, very easy to be with. And they're very, very caring, usually. Caring about the other person. Very easy to get along with. So Mike Tyson is in there, but he's kind of, you know, he's a different form of that. But you have to realize, too, though, that King of Hearts also themselves, they do have a Mars influence, because they're the Mars card in the Mercury column. They're in the Mars row, the Mercury column. And so there is an energetic quality to that card, absolutely. But it's usually not physically so energetic or physically violent, you might say. So he's a little bit of a surprise. So that's today, June 30th. And if it's your birthday today, I hope you're having a great day. My best friend Joseph, it's his birthday, and I know he's gone out to see the movie WALL-E. And I saw WALL-E a couple days ago with my son, my 12-year-old son, and that's a great movie. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. It's got a lot of heart to it. It's a romantic comedy, really. If you want to look at it from one point of view, that's exactly what it is. I was eating dinner last night, and I was really enjoying the food I was having. And then all of a sudden, the dinner was over. The food was gone. And I remember I kind of felt like I wish it had lasted longer, because I was enjoying the meal so much. Now, I'm a Cancer, so Cancers, we love our food. So I was appreciating that, and then this kind of like this little voice in my head said, you know, good things always come to an end. And this is something that my mother used to say to me, you know, good things always come to an end. And I started kind of singing that in my head last night, it was kind of like a mini realization. I just realized in that moment that everything in life has an ending to it. Not just the good things, but everything. The bad things, too. Everything that we have in this lifetime is a form. And forms, by their very definition, these things called forms, which comprises everything that we can see, feel, touch, taste, and hear. All these things have a beginning, they have a birth, and they have a death. They come out of nothing, you might say. They grow or they take form, and then they pass away. And you can almost like, if you're sitting somewhere in your world, like just sitting anywhere, and watching things happen around you, like you might be sitting in your living room and the windows are open and a breeze comes by. You hear the breeze come in and then the breeze passes away. You hear a bird chirping out in the distance. You hear sounds of things. You feel the breeze, the warmth or the coolness of the breeze on your body. You hear these sounds and you feel things as you're sitting there. You feel your body. You feel your breath. And everything is coming in like these different forms. They're all coming at us. Constantly, there is constant evolution and change in the present moment. And these are all forms. Even thoughts are forms that come and go. Even our thoughts have a birth and a death. And what I've been really hearing a lot lately when I listen to Eckhart Tolle is to be aware of the background from which all these forms come from and then revert back into. He calls it the stillness. I've been very, very aware of this place where there is no form. It's the place of stillness. You think of outer space, and outer space is so awesomely huge. I've been watching a lot of science shows, and there's like a billion galaxies, and each galaxy is hundreds of billions of stars. I can't even imagine. It's so large in comparison to what you and I would consider large in our world today. The sizes are so enormous. I mean, just to get to the next closest galaxy, I forget, it's like, 100 light years or something. It would take light 100 years to get there. Something like that. Don't quote me because I don't keep track of these little details. But it's such an awesome space. And between this galaxy and that galaxy, there may be no stars. No stars for billions of miles. And to think about that, how space, with all the planets and solar systems and galaxies, is mostly nothing. It's mostly nothing. And even on the Earth today, if you look at the Earth, most of the Earth is nothing. It's just something that it's Earth. And Earth, in a way, we can compare Earth. Ground, like a fertile field, can be like that formlessness that's behind all things. Like you have this fertile field, but nothing is growing in it yet. Something could grow in that. A seed has to be planted in the field in order for something to grow. A seed has to land there. There has to be conditions and so forth. But this is the way it is in the formless state. So more and more in my meditations, and I meditate pretty much every day, at least once, and I listen to Eckhart Tolle's teachings. In my meditations, I seek just to be present to all the forms that are coming at me. And then I take a step further and start to connect with that which is behind the forms. What is it behind the forms? I just ask myself the question, what is it that's behind the forms? Who am I? What am I? So this is the formless. The world of forms is a world of constantly changing forms that come and go. And from our point of view, we have it all figured out. Our mind has calculated everything. We have the scientific evidence to support that every form we see started from this and started from that and started from that. And everything you can figure out, scientifically where it came from, even the wind. Even the breeze is blowing on you, the temperature, everything, it can all be calculated, figured out, and so forth and so on. And yet, from our own experience of just sitting here, why do we need to know where that bird came from, where that breeze came from? Why can't we just be with that? Let that form come in and be what it is. So this is a world of forms. And the question I'm seeing that really comes up, the more I listen to Eckhart's teachings and the more I practice these teachings, what really comes up is, where is my identity? Who do I really think, or what do I really think I am? That's the big question. Who do I think I am? Who am I? And, I'm really becoming aware lately of how much I really think I am this voice in my head. I've really got my identity really connected with this voice in my head. And, of course, that voice talks about all kinds of other things. And there's, there's all the physical possessions that I own, and some of these I'm very much identified with. This is who I am. I have this kind of car because this is the person I am. I'm a person who drives a blank kind of car, whatever kind of car that is. If you're a diamond like me, you tend to have a lot of identity with your things. If you're a club, you probably identify more with your thoughts, with your ideas, with the things you say and the things you hear and information, the books you read and so forth. And if you're a heart, you probably identify more with your relationships, your feelings, who are you with. That's where your identity would be stronger if you're a heart, most likely. And a spade, of course, will identify mostly with their work, things they do, and all their health issues. You know, I had a phone call today with one of my past clients, and, you know, she's having some tremendous health problems. The doctor said, I didn't know this until today. I haven't talked to her in a couple of years, but the doctor said 2 years ago that she'd only have 2 months to live. She has a brain tumor. And, you know, as I was listening to her, I could tell that really what she wanted to do was she just wanted to tell me her story of her illness. And I could see that she's so identified with her illness. She thinks she is her illness. And she's, that's become her new identity. And this is what Eckhart Tolle says. He says, for many of us, we become so identified with our problems that we actually would not want those problems to go away, because without those problems, we don't have our story anymore and we lose our identity. This whole thing about identity is the real key, I think. There's something really, really powerful here. Because if I'm identified with something, I'm going to fight for my life for that thing. Even if it's unconscious, which it often is. It usually is unconscious. If I'm identified with basically a belief system, for example, people who are really highly religious, you know, there's been so many deaths throughout history caused by religious people who are so identified with their religious beliefs that they will die for them. They will fight for them. But that's just a small example, because all of us, if you look at the things in your life that, like, this is for me, I can see it really clearly, like, the things in my life that really upset me, the things that really upset me in life are things that threaten my very being. And when I say that, what I'm really saying is it's threatening my identification with something. It's like Eckhart Tolle says. He talks about how we are so compulsively addicted to being right. And, you know, I've heard this before in other teachings as well. This whole thing about being right is one of the biggest causes of, you know, violence of all kinds perpetrated on other human beings. So Eckhart Tolle says, if a person was not identified with their thoughts, if they realize that who they are is something much bigger than their thoughts, there would be no need to defend. There would be no need. There would be no rightness to defend. It wouldn't matter if you were right or wrong. It wouldn't matter if you made a mistake. It wouldn't matter if you were actually wrong about something. Because your identity would be something much greater. So really, when I look at the whole picture, the more and more I see that the real issue at stake here is, who do I think I really am? Because if I am my thoughts, if I am my identification with things around me, and if this world is a world of constantly changing and ever living and ever dying forms, which are all transitory in nature, then my life is going to be constantly threatened. I'm going to be constantly feeling threatened by everything around me. And this is what Eckhart says is the nature of the ego. The ego's constant message is danger. There's danger in my life. Everywhere I look, there's danger. And so I'm afraid. So you can't help yourself. We can't help ourselves while we're identified with this mind of ours. Anybody who's identified with their mind, even if they look and appear to be confident, self-confident, they are all afraid. All of us who are identified with our minds are extremely afraid. We're constantly afraid. It's just a matter of degree. From one day to the next, it's just a matter of degree. How afraid am I? Has something threatened me? Has something threatened something that I'm identified with? I mean, I grew up eating macaroni and cheese with tuna, and food's a big thing for me. I think if if I couldn't get macaroni and cheese and tuna, I think I'd be upset because I think I am this kid that eats macaroni and cheese with tuna. As stupid as that sounds, that's exactly how the mechanism works. That's exactly how the mechanism works for all of us. And there's some really ridiculous stuff that we identify with, but we're just not conscious. We just don't see it in ourselves. We don't see it in operation in our lives. For the most part, we're not really paying attention. So I don't know if any of you have had the opportunity. I know that a lot of my listeners have been reading the books. I don't know how many of my listeners have actually felt drawn to practice it. Another thing that I get from listening is that when your time is right, like when you're ready for that, it will become important to you, and you will just naturally be drawn to it. I remember because I was first introduced to Power of Now like 6, 7, 8 years ago, and when the book first came out, and I had no interest in it at the time, I really was fairly disinterested in this entire notion. I mean, I really saw that it was really good stuff, but I just knew that I wasn't ready then. I wasn't ready to even take that in because it was so powerful. I knew I wasn't ready to make that kind of change in my life at that time. So, you know, I never want to put this out there like anybody should feel guilty about it or anything. Either it's for you or it's not for you. And that's the bottom line. But for me, I can't think of anything else. I can't even imagine there's anything else worth practicing out there for myself personally. It's, for me, this is all that's left, is to practice this and spend the rest of my life doing this, regardless of what else I'm doing in my life. All these other things are just basically dealing with the forms of life and, you know, watching them come and go, noticing how I feel good when things turn out the way that I want them to, and noticing how I feel bad when they don't. That's what we all get. I'm feeling good today because something went the way I wanted it to. Oh, I'm feeling really bad today because something did not go the way I wanted it to. Isn't that how it is? It's always that way. It's so funny, and we're almost like a bunch of little kids when I see us. We think we're all adult, and yet we're running around and getting so upset when things don't turn out the way we expect them to, just like a kid, just like a 10-year-old or a 5-year-old, and feeling all happy when things go the way we expect them to. We have all these attachments because our identity is outside of ourselves. It's out there in forms and not inside of ourselves. Not into the deepest parts of ourselves. We're not identified with who we really are. And therein lies the root of all the problems. So that's my little talk for this evening. We're going to take a short break, and when I come back, the phone lines are now open, and anybody is welcome to call in. You have the numbers if you got the email today. You know where to call. First one up is the one I'll be talking to after the break. Okay, we're going to play the song Krishna, Hare Krishna. And when we come back, we'll be taking your calls. Be right back. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. That was Krishna Hare Krishna off my CD called Bhakti Rock. Hope you enjoyed it. We have waiting on line one or two, I forget, Regina from L.A. Are you there, Regina?
Can you hear me?
I can now, yes. How are you, Regina?
Okay, I'll try to speak up.
No, you sound pretty good, actually. I think you're doing good.
Okay. I wanted to tell you that I really enjoyed what you had to say about how we identify with our puny forms.
Yeah.
That's been going through my mind a lot. I wobble around in that because I have spent so much of my life as a Scorpio, going to the depths and being far beyond form, and yet as I've grown older, Saturn has played its tricks on me, and so now I'm so fully ingrained in form and identified with form, and since we're in Cancer now, it's easy to talk about form as the house, the big asset, you know, the major asset in everyone's life.
Yeah, it's funny, I was just reading in the...
I'm on the verge of dispensing with it. But also, Saturn's going through my 12th house.
Uh-huh.
But back to the whole magnitude you were discussing about the universe, the realization of that magnitude, unfortunately, really hits people when there's destruction or when there's something rather violent, you know, that takes place, a catastrophe of sorts. And, again, it's that death experience. And if you're prepared for it, it can be the blessing, but how many of us are actually prepared?
Yeah.
But in my life, because I've already been through a Pluto and Scorpio transit, and I've had death is my middle name by now, because I've experienced so much of it.
Yeah.
I should be truly enlightened, and yet, on the other hand, the weight of form and the necessity of everything that has to do with the material realm has really solidified around me. So I'm in that odd space of being insecure about not having enough and losing what I have, and yet knowing that I got along just fine without it before I ever got it, and God always provides, and that's not what I'm here to do anyway. So I just wanted to say that, and I also wanted to ask you, you've cautioned me before to not confuse astrological transits with the cards.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to do that, but I know that I'm coming up on this Saturn transiting my 12th house, and I don't necessarily see anything in my yearly forecast that spells, you know, illness or doom. So
stop for a second, Regina. I want to first let our audience know what your birthday is. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay. Well, I first want to let everybody know what your birthday is.
Okay.
So you are November 14th, 1949, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, I want to say that your understanding of astrology is not the same as mine. You learn from different books or whatever, and the way you have the interpretations of different astrological transits is different than the way I have it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Saturn in the 12th house being a problem.
Okay, tell me what you think of it.
Well, no matter what house Saturn's in, it's only going to be a problem of any measurement if it squares another planet or opposes another planet in your chart while it's there. Okay?
Okay.
It's not going to cause any problems at all if it doesn't square or oppose something during its transit of the house.
What if it what if it, it becomes conjunct with natal planets in the house? Like if a transiting Saturn crosses or conjuncts a Mars or a natal Saturn.
Well, do you have any planets in your 12th house?
Yes, I have Mars and Saturn.
Okay, well, see, in your particular case, you have planets in the 12th house, and that means that you have some very powerful past life things from the immediate former lifetime.
From the immediate former lifetime?
Yes. The lifetime before this one. You were a man in that lifetime, number one.
Okay.
And whatever aspects there are to those planets, you carried over some of that energy into this lifetime. So Saturn going through there is going to bring your awareness onto that. It's going to increase your awareness of that. It's not going to be a bad thing. It's not a square.
Okay.
A conjunction just means it brings awareness onto it. And, you know, I'm sure you're going to have to pay some attention to it during this transit for whatever reason. And so if I were you, if you were my client, I should say, I would recommend that you get a regression during this period. Seek to not a reading, not somebody to tell you what happened to you, but for you to find out on your own by looking at it, by seeing it over again. That's what a regression is supposed to be, not a reading.
And in your interpretation, it definitely means that my immediate past incarnation was as a male.
Yeah, and it was a hard life also. It was a difficult lifetime. But you know, what I want to do with you, Regina, right now is I don't want to get into the astrology anymore because I'm kind of losing my listening audience. I want to focus on the cards with you.
Okay.
And you know, your challenge this year is the Pluto card is the Ace of Diamonds.
I know.
And your result card is the Ten of Diamonds. And your long range is the Nine of Diamonds.
Well, that's really what I'm facing now is selling everything.
Well, you know, Regina, you need to like this transformation has to be for you that you let go of this sense of lack that
mm-hmm.
you carry around with you. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
You have this sense of lack that you're carrying around with you, and you have an opportunity this year to let it go and to realize that you are always taken care of by the universe. That you can have everything.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. That's and you know, your other even in your Ten of Clubs spread, which is your ruling card, you have a Three of Diamonds Pluto. You know, worrying about money, not being clear about what you want. You understand?
Yeah.
So this is a money year for you to figure out and get your values all straightened out. And get off this poor me, poor person, poverty thing.
Okay.
You know, I mean, if I were in your shoes, I would that would be my total focus of attention. I would not waste any energy on anything else other than getting my sense of prosperity really strongly built up.
Uh-huh. Well, and that is not... I mean, that is part of an ego. That is an identification.
Yeah, well, you know, you might have a story now that you're identified with. You probably do because clubs are big storytellers, you know. And you're a triple club.
Yeah.
So your story is important to you, and you really think you are the story about, you know, your life and your past and what's happened to you and the bad things that have happened to you and how things usually turn out for you. That's your big identity, you know?
Right.
And so, yeah, you can let go of that. That can be a way for you to increase your prosperity potential. But, you know, the indication here is really clear that prosperity is what you're destined for.
At least right now.
Well, yeah, this year. By the end of this year.
Yeah. Well... It all the prosperity rests on what already exists. It's not something that I have to go out and acquire. It already is there. I simply have to translate it into cash if I choose to.
Well, the first thing you have to translate is your whole relationship with money and how you look at it. You know, I don't know the inner workings of your personality, but I get the feeling like that you don't spend enough time appreciating what you have.
Well, that's true.
And I also get the feeling like it's hard to give you things. It's hard for you to receive from other people. That's another sense I get from talking to you.
I think the hard life story, past life story, is something I've continued in this incarnation.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be, you know. Well, it is something that we always continue. It is. For everybody who has these strong past life influences. And that's the challenge. That's part of the challenge, is to become aware of it and then stop, like, undo that, you know, sort of undo it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So, a regression. They found that people who get regressions, they can have lifelong patterns that are immediately dropped when they have a regression. They just fall away. Without any effort, they fall away.
And that you're talking about a hypnotic regression, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Exactly. Hypnotherapy. Yeah. Like Brian Weiss, you know, he's the guy who's famous for this. There's a lot of good people out there that do it. I don't know anybody personally, but I know they're out there. And I've recommended a lot of my clients to get it because their whole life is hinging on things that happened in a past life that they don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
They don't remember what happened. We're not usually allowed to remember what happened in our past lives. Some people can remember, but for most of us, we have to find some other way to go back and see what happened. But the moment your awareness shines on that and you see what happened, whatever patterns have been there that have been holding you up will be gone instantly without any effort on your part. So that's my best suggestion.
Well, that could be very, very useful at this point, I'll tell you.
Well, you've probably tried a lot of other things, so you might as well try something a little different and see, because I guarantee you it'll work if you do it. It'll definitely work. I have no doubt. You're very psychic. It shouldn't be that hard for you to get regressed.
No, it's. I think the control element in me is also strong, and I fear.
Oh, losing, yeah. Fear of losing control, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that. I can't be hypnotized for that reason. My mind is so strong. But
so
most
you can't
people can.
Regress?
I can't. I shouldn't say that. I might be able to now. I wasn't able to the first time.
Yeah.
So, but you know, everything is lined up for you. You can make this come true because your result card for this year is a 10 of diamonds. You know, you can have everything turn out the way you would magically want it to turn out. All you need to do is take some action based on this. That's all you have to do.
Okay.
It's not going to happen if you don't do anything. But if you take it on yourself and say, I'm going to make this happen, it's going to happen. And you could have a major transformation with your relationship with all things material. That includes love and money.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Robert.
Great talking to you. Thanks for being my guest, Regina.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Okay, now we have waiting patiently on the other line. Line four, we have Brenda from Hawaii. Are you there, Brenda?
Yes, I am. Good evening, and thank you very much for this opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. It's great to have you on my show. Are you born February 3rd, 1951?
Yes.
Great. So what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I live in the middle of the ocean, and I have a strong desire to move back to where there's more land. And so I'd like to talk about a move.
Yeah, well, your long-range card this year is a Nine of Hearts. That's certainly a move influence right there. So, I mean, when do you want to move?
Maybe at the beginning of the year, 6 months or so.
Oh, I see. So after your birthday or before your birthday?
Probably before. I always like to do something new before my birthday.
Well, okay. So I don't see strong indications of a move just before your birthday.
Okay.
I'm not saying that it won't happen. It's just not showing up.
Okay.
Now, tell me a little bit more, like, you're moving. What would that mean to you? Like, what would be the big result of that for you?
The big result would be that I would be closer to, I'm going to say my tribe, my friends and family.
Yeah. Yeah, your Aquarian family?
Yeah, I'm very isolated where I live.
Well, that's not good for an Aquarian. Aquarians are like, I look at Aquarians like they're kind of like birds that hang out on telephone pole wires and stuff.
Yeah.
They got to have their family around, their friends, their little community.
Uh-huh.
You know. And they're really happy when they have their friends.
Well, I through the internet and telephone, I maintain a connection, but it's not the same as seeing people in person.
Yeah. So you've been there for a while?
Almost 10 years.
Okay. So, you see, you have a Nine of Hearts long range, and that means letting go of a place of living or letting go of a certain crowd of people,
mm-hmm.
which might be the crowd that you're associated with right now in Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
But there's also an Eight of Hearts with that card, even though you can't see it. You know, there's a lot of power here for you to have it happen. I say move right away.
Did you say move right away?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Huh.
I say move in July and August.
Wow. Where am I going to go, I wonder?
I don't know. Well, that's easy. Anywhere but Hawaii. How's that? Wherever the birds hang out.
Oh, dear.
Wherever the flock is, you go there.
Uh-huh, go to the flock.
Don't you have a flock somewhere already?
No, my flock's really spread out.
Oh, well, where are they?
California, Arizona, Minnesota, North Dakota, Texas.
Well, then wherever you go, you're going to have some of them, but not all of them.
Uh-huh. I can start the flock. I can start a new flock.
Well, go to someplace like Asheville, North Carolina. There's a big flock already there.
Really?
Absolutely.
Huh.
It's like Sedona was when it first started. But
oh,
better.
Really? Huh.
Yeah, but better.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, do a little research. That's the fun part.
Yeah, trying to decide where to go.
Yeah, the fun part is figuring it out. Like, where am I going to go? Absolutely. That's the fun part.
All right.
But, you know, you have really good move influences in July and August in your Jupiter period. You also have a move influence in Saturn, which is August and September and October. But that's your Saturn period, so it's going to be harder if you wait that long.
Yeah.
And then you don't have any after that for the rest of the year.
Okay.
So if you're going to follow the flow here, you move in Jupiter. And just have faith that it's all going to work out and watch the magic happen. Yeah, you still got a whole month to figure out where to move to. Oh, no, you don't. You just have a few days. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I take that
boy.
Back. I take that back. You don't have a month after all.
No, I don't.
I don't expect you to really move that quickly. But, you know, if you know you're done there, why wait?
And when would the next good move time be?
Well, I mean, you know, to be honest, you can move anytime you want.
Uh-huh.
But I could look into next year, you know, and there's an opportunity in your Mars period, which is a year from now. But, you know, you can move anytime. By the way, you're going to meet somebody before your birthday. Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I would love to see.
There's a guy coming your way.
Well, where on the planet is he? I might miss him when I'm in transit.
No, you won't miss him. He'll find you.
Okay, good.
You won't have to worry
about
that.
I've been waiting for him.
Yeah, he's going to be a lover boy.
He's going to be what?
A lover boy.
Oh, okay.
You'll like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
okay.
So be on your, and maybe that relationship will define where you move to. Who knows?
Okay. Well, that sounds interesting.
Okay. Well, thanks for being my guest, Brenda.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Aloha.
Aloha. Take care. Okay, we have a lot of calls from people born around 1950 tonight, and our next caller also, born August 23rd, 1950, is from Redding, California. His name is Gregory. Are you there, Gregory?
Yeah, I am, Robert.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
I used to live in Chico.
Yeah, I was just talking to the, I didn't know you guys actually had a station in Paradise.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I haven't been back to visit since these guys got started, but I want to go up there and say hi to them. I never met them in person.
What's this thing you're talking about as far as this new movement into Asheville, North Carolina?
Well, Asheville, it's not that new. It became sort of, people started to notice Asheville about 8 years ago, 10 years ago. And a lot of people have flocked there because it's a tremendous spiritual and artistic community. And it's a lot like
Sedona. Do you think it's some kind of spiritual grid then?
There's a lot of vortexes there and stuff, like in Sedona. And, you know, I don't care what you're into in terms of spirituality. I don't care what your particular path is. You'll find a group there doing that every week, you know, meeting, getting together. I don't care what it is, what book, what teacher, there's like every major spiritual group is represented there. And it's a very small town, which is makes it so unusual. It's unusual.
I know it is.
It's beautiful. I that's my home. I mean, I would be living there right now, except that my son lives here in California. I'm here for my son, but otherwise I would be in Asheville right now. That's where I feel. And I still own a house there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm going out there in September, and I'll probably be out there again in January. I have to go there a couple times a year to just kind of look after things, and, you know, I get to see my old friends, and I just love it there.
I was just looking at your website. I've never been there before, and I noticed that when you took your training that you got a title as a master...
Grandmaster.
Grandmaster, yeah.
Yeah.
I just kind of curious, out of curiosity, I'm kind of curious what that is exactly.
Well, the group, the Order of the Magi, is a group that's been around for centuries. And I didn't know they existed. I heard about them when I first got into the cards 20 years ago, but I didn't know they really existed until in 1981. Or 1991, I'm sorry, I was talking to somebody and they had mentioned they had talked to this man who said he was in the Order of the Magi, and I got really excited, and I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and I called this man, and lo and behold, I had found the long-lost Order of the Magi. And his name was Frank.
Not to be confused with anything relating to magic, per se.
No, the word magic is derived from the word magi, and in the ancient days, the magi were the priests in the temples.
I know.
They weren't these cheap magicians that we have now and illusionists. As you, I'm sure you already know this.
I know some of it. I know about the Illuminati, and certainly there is a group of people that do, in fact, follow magic.
Yeah.
In its negative sense.
Yeah, I mean, even the Wiccans, people who claim to be Wiccans, they do a lot of dark magic, too. putting curses on each other and stuff.
Yeah, I know. I've never been quite sure whether that really worked or not, but I never requested any negative, anything negative from any of them.
Well, they're willing to give it a shot for you.
I heard Chico's got quite a few of them.
Oh yeah, they might. I didn't know any when I lived there, but you know, that's entirely possible. But you know,
I think for most people listening, they don't realize Chico's kind of a liberated town.
It is. Well, it had a reputation with Playboys being this big party town for like, you know.
Yeah, it was a place where if you kicked a bush, it kicked you back.
Yeah. But the Order of the Magi is a specific order, and there's only one of them. There's not a lot of them, and it's not well-publicized. It's not something you'll find written about in books, because they never really had any desire to be known.
Mm-hmm.
They never, as a matter of fact, they took great pains to be unknown. And in 1894, they gave only Richmond, who was the Grand Master at that time, they gave him the permission to publish his first book on the card. Before that, there was no books on the cards. It was kept completely secret. So when I met the Magi in 1991, and they found out who I was, they got my birthday, and they were told by the Magi on the spiritual plane, on the astral plane, that I was to be initiated right away. And I went there, and without even knowing them, they initiated me as a Grand Master on my like third or fourth visit, and said that I had already completed all this work in prior lifetimes and didn't have to do it again.
Well, that sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was one of the most exciting moments of my entire life, meeting them and having that honor just placed upon me. So I'm currently one of, there may be actually one or two others, but certainly I'm the one. I'm the Grand Master who's doing the work with the cards. Nobody else is really doing it to the extent that I am. And I'm proud to be doing it and happy to be doing it. It's my life work.
Well, you sound very good at what you do, and I'd be interested to find out now what my cards have to say about me.
Well, you are a double three. Did you know that?
As a matter of fact, nine keeps coming up in my life all the time. I mean, three being the base, obviously.
Right, yeah. Well, you are a three of clubs and also a three of spades. And three is a number of creativity. It's the number of the mind, actually. Three is a number of the mind. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you have a very, very strong mental disposition. Are you aware of this?
Oh, yeah.
You live in your head, basically.
In fact, I almost thought, even though my sign is a Leo, I almost thought it was a Virgo because I was so picky.
Well, are you sure you're a Virgo? You're not a Virgo?
Well, I'm right on the cusp, and according to my astrological chart, I show up as a Leo because of the date.
Oh, okay. So you are actually a Leo. Okay.
Yeah, actually, no, this is weird, but I was born 12:30 a.m. on the 23rd.
Oh, you know, well, okay, so wait a minute. Okay, this is it. Now, where were you born?
In Fostoria, Ohio. Actually, I've got the Karmic Astrology report from ARE in front of me.
So, were you born during Daylight Savings Time?
Well, they've got it down as Tropical something, Standard Time, 12:30 a.m.
You were born in Fostoria, Ohio?
Right, that would be 41 North 9.
Well, no, you don't need to tell me that. I can look that up. But I just want to make sure you weren't born at Daylight Savings, because, you know, that is summertime.
I don't know. It's just standard time. But you
know
what? I look at this chart, and it looks very similar to previous charts I've had, so...
Let me just double check for you real quick, okay? Because my program is pretty fast.
Okay.
I can just tell you real quickly if this is true or not.
You want to hear something weird?
You were born in standard time. Yes, you were. Okay. But let's see here. You are 12 degrees off the standard meridian, though.
Well, an interesting thing, too, what's weird about Fostoria, and I just found this out, it's got three counties that come into that intersection of that city.
Okay.
And so I always thought it was under Wood County, but the hospital was actually in Seneca County.
Okay, I got some news for you, Greg. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Your real birthday is actually the 22nd.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that means I've got the same birthday as my brother, then.
Yes, you do.
Just a year different.
See, here's the thing. We live in a time, our time is what we call observed time. You understand that?
Well, I'll look it up.
Well, in other words, there's a time zone, right? You're born in the Eastern time zone.
Right, that's correct.
Actually, let me just double check this. I think I have it wrong, actually. 75, what, wait a minute. 97 times 4 is 28. Oh, man, you are so close to midnight. You are so close to midnight that it's really hard to tell.
Well, that's why I think this 2012 thing is undoubtedly made for this.
But here's the thing. If you were born on the 22nd, you would be a 4 of clubs. And if you were a 4 of clubs, you would be very, very routinely oriented, following routines, and very, very logic oriented. If you're born on the 23rd, you're much more creative and worried. You know, have worried some attacks.
Oh, yeah. Worried. I'm a worrier.
Then you definitely are the 23rd then, okay? Because the 22nd is not a worrier, okay? So you had to be born on the 23rd.
Okay.
So this makes you a 3 of clubs. That's called the author's card, the writer's card, okay?
Yeah. I wrote a book.
It's a very creative card. I mean, if you're not doing creative work with your mind, you're not really happy.
That's true.
You know, because you're so creative that if you're not doing something positive with all that, then it's going to go to the negative. It's going to, like, cause a lot of worry and indecision.
Yeah, health issues.
It could be health issues, too.
Yep.
Because that's the thing that 3 of clubs like to worry about the most is their health.
Yep. I can see that.
So the solution is to get involved in creative speaking, writing, or talk, you know, one of those. And also, that makes a lot of money.
That wouldn't hurt either.
Yeah.
Although I'm really not that materialistic, though.
Well, that's okay, but you have the ability to make a lot of money. This card's birthday has that. It's built in.
Mm.
Okay?
Yep.
So you're in, let's see, there's really not much happening between now and your birthday. Nothing that I see that's significant. Are you married?
Yes, I'm married and I have 5 kids, but 3 of them are from the first marriage.
Okay, and how's the marriage going? Is it going okay?
Yeah, except the only thing is my wife doesn't really get into the spiritual aspect of life as much as I do.
Yeah.
And I find that kind of frustrating because it's like I'm trying to talk to the wall.
Yeah, well...
You know, you've heard the saying about, you know, she shops at, you know, QVC and I'm watching History Channel. It's sort of the same kind of thing that's happening here. She's in healthcare, which is what I used to do. And,
yeah.
You know, she's very talented and I love her very much, but when it comes to the spiritual issues, which is what I'm all about, I do have a difficult time getting her to really listen.
Well, you know, I think it's not something you can expect of somebody else because... People come into spirituality because of their own reasons, you know.
Oh, I know.
But, you know, that may eventually separate you because a lot of people do separate from that kind of
issue. You know, I've thought about that, and I just don't want that to happen because of the first marriage breakup.
Yeah, it's really hard on the kids.
What it does to the kids.
Yeah, I understand. So you may have to just kind of bear with that. You know. But you do have a potential divorce card next year.
I think I've had that card every year.
No, you have it next year, much bigger than this year. Okay? And when I say next year, I mean after your birthday. I don't mean next January.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm not sure it's all right, but I'm going along with this.
Well, you know, whatever. It may or may not happen, but you're not happy.
That's the reality.
You're not happy, so you know you're not really happy where you are. So, who knows? Okay, Greg, I'm going to let you go now.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Robert.
But nice talking to you, and you know, feel free to call again. We'd love to talk to you.
Okay, you have a good birthday too. You got one coming up?
Oh yes, thank you. I appreciate that. Yep.
Okay.
This week. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Good evening.
All right. Good night. Okay, we're going to take a short break. We do have line 3 and 4 waiting, people waiting. We have Monique from University. We have Winston from Nova Scotia. We'll be with you guys as soon as we come back from the break. And we have, I guess, it's line 2 is now open. I think line 4 maybe. No, line 4 is taken. Line 2 is open if you want to call in. So on this break, we're going to hear the song Om Namah Shivaya. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Monique Antoinette from Universal City, California. Be right back. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that song. That's from my CD, Bhakti Rock. And if you ever do get my CD, I recommend you play it very loud. I like it really loud myself. And that particular song is one I like to dance to. We have waiting patiently online. All the lines are full right now, by the way. But as the callers get off, we will have lines open so you can listen in. We have Monique Antoinette from Universal City, California on line 4. Are you there, Monique? I can barely hear you.
Hold on. Is that better?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, I'm supposed to pass, I think. Turned you up a little bit. So.
Okay, good.
Are you born January 10th, 1967?
January 10th?
1967?
That's right.
Okay, good. What can I do for you?
Well, I just entered Jupiter. And I've got, as you already know, I've got the Queen of Diamonds and the Seven of Spades and Five of Clubs and Three of Hearts. And I wrote to you, I think the first day or two when I went into Jupiter, not really clearly understanding what the Seven of Spades was about. And then the day after, I hurt myself at work.
I don't mean to laugh at your problem, but that's kind of ironic. Ironic.
Exactly. So I got that question answered.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so I guess really, I'm really looking for some direction, and I love and appreciate your work so much. And because you are the Queen of Diamonds,
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to speak to you and hear if you had any. Insight for me regarding that card is really not a great card. I'm aware of that, but I'm really looking to get the most positive.
Well, first of all, Marie, you should know, Monique, is that there is no such thing as a bad Jupiter card.
Okay.
Yeah. Jupiter is always good. We always interpret them on a high side. They're not interpreted in a bad way. So Seven of Spades on the positive side is like taking a leap of faith and doing what you love.
Okay.
Does that make more sense?
It does. It
yeah.
does. It really does. Because I'm dealing with... I thought today after the second visit from the doctor, he didn't release me to go back to work. I said to myself, what could you be doing that's really important to you right now? And the first, and then being as truthful as I could be, my answer was, this would be a beautiful opportunity for you to just be still and finish this book. Forget about why you've hurt yourself, all of the issues, the doctors, the paperwork, all that. What could come out great from this?
Yeah.
And that would
be.
Well,
you're working on a. Are you? Do I understand that you're working on a book right now?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think you got the answer.
Okay.
You know, Monique, that it takes a lot of courage for somebody to take a risk and do what they love to do or feel drawn to do. It takes a lot of courage to do that. It takes a lot of faith in yourself.
Yes, it does.
And faith in life, too, and faith in God that you're going to be provided for, you know.
Yep.
So I'm honored to meet you.
Thank you so much. I've always, you have changed my life and my King of Diamonds husband's life.
Oh.
And we just appreciate everything. I'm excited every time my email reminds me of the show. I just get so tickled that I'm actually going to get to listen to you and learn something else about myself.
Well, I think this accident of yours is a huge blessing in disguise. Huge blessing.
It is. I don't like the pain part, but.
Well, you know, it's just enough pain to keep you from going back to work.
You're so right.
By the way, there's underlying cards which you don't know about because they don't talk. They're not discussed in the book. But one of your underlying cards right now is the King of Diamonds. That's your husband.
Really?
And you'll find that during this period, he will probably make more money than usual.
Wow.
And probably he's probably going to make more money because you're not.
Do you know what he said to me this morning? He said, forget that job. Just relax.
Okay, so why don't you let him take care of you right now, and you do what you love and just watch what happens.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's your challenge. Isn't it fun? Your biggest challenge is to let life be good.
Let it flow with ease.
Yeah, don't make it into a struggle, okay? Because four of spades tend to make things a struggle.
Really?
Yes, that's what they do. You can overcome it with your conscious awareness.
Wow. Okay. I can see that in my personality.
Well, it just comes with the birthday.
Okay.
But you got this great name. What about your name? Where'd you get this name?
My
Monique Antoinette.
And I just love the way you say it. My godmother is French Canadian, and my mother picked Monique and my aunt picked Antoinette, and they just put it together, and that's what I got.
Tell you what, they didn't hold back on that one, you know?
No, they didn't.
You got the full force of that name.
And you know what? It took me 40 years to embrace it. I had actually gone by the nickname Mo for many years, and I always knew that at 40 I would fall in love with it, and it would sound right when it left my mouth. And at 40, I made an announcement that this is how I wanted to be referred by, and it was embraced, and I just absolutely love it. I actually find myself writing my name constantly, all the time.
It's going to look really good on the cover of your book.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I considered a pen name and changing it, and then I said, nope, with a name that great, don't do that. And of course,
yeah,
my King of Diamond husband, he said we should trademark the name. And
absolutely.
With all your creative ideas, we'll create an empire underneath that name.
And your husband should know he's the king of wealth and the king of business.
Yes, he is. Yes. So, and you know, your work, you should know, through your work, he has become a nicer king. Thank you so much
that.
For that. Yeah, he was really ruthless and all of those things that the King of Diamonds is notorious for, but he is just a nice guy.
That's so nice to hear that. That'd be part of it.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, well, thanks for calling and being my guest tonight, Monique.
Thank you so much. I'm going to relax.
Good. Go recline on the sofa for a while.
Okay.
Or the divan.
I can do that.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
okay,
say hi to your husband
you.
For me, okay?
I will, Robert. Thank you so much.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was fun. Monique Antoinette. Okay, we have a patient person named Winston, who's born July 2nd, 1969, from Nova Scotia. Are you there, Winston?
Good evening, Robert. Yes, I am.
How are you?
As always, always enjoying your show.
Oh, thank you. And happy birthday to you, because I probably won't talk to you again before your birthday.
Thank you, and you as well. You're not far behind me.
You know, there's a good chance that your actual birthday is tomorrow, believe it or not.
Oh, okay.
Because astrologically speaking, our birthday starts the moment the sun comes to the same degree of the sign as it was the day we were born. And I noticed that with all my friends, it's coming early this year, and me too. So, like, my birthday is actually going to be, even though it's July 3rd, is going to actually happen on July 2nd this year, and I wouldn't be surprised if yours starts tomorrow.
Oh, that's very, very interesting.
Yeah, so you might want to plan some nice, fun things tomorrow.
I can certainly do that. Robert, I just wanted to talk to you I've spoken to you before, and you said that I was going to be coming to the end of a 15-year period, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah.
And just wondering if you, what's going to see in the forecast for this upcoming year?
Sure. So, are you married or single?
I am married.
Okay. You have a lot of heart cards this year. A lot.
Okay.
Are you planning to have a baby? Is your wife planning to get pregnant?
I don't know. There's nothing saying yes or no. But.
Well, that's looking really strong.
Okay.
I mean, that's one thing. I mean, if you look at your cards, you have a Jack of Hearts long range. You have a Queen of Hearts result. You have a Six of Hearts environment and a King of Hearts displacement. Okay? And
wow.
I think you're going to become a father during this year.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah. You know, unless you really make an effort to not become a father.
Okay.
Which you can do. I mean, you always have that choice. It's always a choice, you know. So
yes,
these cards aren't going to make you do something that you don't want to do.
That's correct.
So, you know, just so you're all, now you have the heads up about it, you can make a conscious choice now.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. And as I said to you before, the Jupiter, the age 39 is the beginning of the Jupiter cycle of life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you should be really falling into you know, what your life's work is going to be. And, you know, I don't know, what kind of work are you doing these days, Winston?
I do some service manager work and quality control, and we always like flipping houses, fixing them, flipping them, and things like that.
So you and your wife work together on these houses? You buy them and fix them up and sell them?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So, you know, I think there's a calling here for you to shift in the next year or so into something that has more meaning for you personally. Okay.
Okay. That sounds very interesting.
Something that has a more spiritual side to it.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what it'll be, but something involving information or communication. Maybe teaching, I don't know. But it's not specific, but those are some hints, you know. But see, because you have a Jack of Spades and a Jack of Clubs for the next 13 years. That's what you have. Okay.
Okay.
And that's what I'm referring to, is those two cards.
Okay.
Jack of Spades and Jack of Clubs, which govern the next 13 years of your life. So those are pretty strong cards for doing work that is spiritually transformative.
Well, we have become a little more spiritual, yes, and we have been listening to all of Eckhart's material and very much enjoy it.
Oh, that's great.
And
that's wonderful.
We'd like to follow his work, I mean, as well as yours. We do have your books as well.
Yeah, so I'm suggesting that this become a greater, that this is going to become a, even a bigger part of your lifestyle, even more than now. That's what I'm suggesting.
That's very nice.
Yeah, and that's of course that's a wonderful thing for the Forbes.
Yes, that's very nice.
And what's your wife's birthday?
She's December 9th. 1970.
Okay, so she's a nine of clubs?
Yes.
she's also a king of diamonds.
Also a king of diamonds, yeah.
Well, now I know who wears the pants.
That's right. Yeah, I think you told her that one before, and it kind of went to her head. But that's okay.
I got you in trouble. I apologize.
Oh, no. Pretty equal, actually.
It's a good thing, huh?
Yes, it is.
I'm sure you love her.
It's like being married to a fed.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I say, you know what it's like being married to a fed.
Oh, yeah, and a king, too. My wife's a king.
Yes.
Plus. You know, we have to kind of like, I have to be really careful, you know. I got to give her some room to be the king, you know.
That's right.
I can't be the boss all the time, even though she's moon to me. So, yeah, and I love my Sagittarian wife. She's so connected to nature, and we just share that. That's one of our biggest, that's one of the things that we share, that we enjoy the most, is our love of nature and the beauty of nature. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we go on hikes
absolutely.
A lot, things like that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So listen.
No, we also enjoy the same thing.
Yeah. Is your wife like that too?
Yes, she is, very much.
You know,
and
I don't,
very spiritual as well.
Yeah, that goes without saying. You know, I would say. So anyway, I wish you a great birthday.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate your knowledge, and always a pleasure to listen to you every night if we get a chance.
And, thanks, Winston. I appreciate it.
I hope you have a great birthday as well.
Thanks. Yeah, we already have some fun things planned. We're going to go to an Italian restaurant where I get to order whatever I want.
Excellent.
It's going to be fun. Well, you know, answer. You know how important food is.
That's right. That's right.
You know, what would some birthday is getting the food that we want. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
Or at least part of it, anyway.
100%. That's right. As long as we don't overindulge.
No. I never overindulge for that. But yeah, I could, but I don't.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, Winston. Great talking to you.
Thank you very much, Robert. Have a
all
great
right.
night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take one more call before we take our last break. We have Leah from Chatsworth, California, born on November 26, 1967. Are you there, Leah?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Well, I had a question. I appreciate you taking time to speak to all of us, and I have a question about my birth card, because I recently came across my birth certificate, and it said that I was born at 11:52 p.m., and, of course, I was born in November. I'm a little fuzzy on how the
Savings time would certainly not apply.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
But let me just see. I'm pretty sure you're still going to be the same birthday.
Okay.
But because California sits right on the meridian for the time zone. But let me just double check.
Thank you.
Excuse me. 3 degrees west. What was your time of birth again?
11:52.
Yeah, you were still born on the same day.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was a good idea to check, though. Anybody born close to midnight should check, because a lot of people end up having different birthdays when we do the calculation. So I'm glad we were able to straighten it out for you.
Yes, I appreciate that. And I wondered if you would be able to check for me. I'm in my Saturn period. I think I just entered it maybe on the 23rd of June. And I noticed that I have some power cards there.
You do?
So that should give me, you know, a good tank of gas to get through this period.
Well, what do you want?
What do I want? Isn't that always the hardest question? Not for you. Well, you know, you're a queen, so.
Maybe for you it is, but not for
well,
me. And I never assume that it is. I mean, don't you know what you want?
Yeah, pretty much I think I know what I want.
Well, now you can go get it. You can go get it, and you can have it so fast.
Oh,
It'll make your head spin.
Wow, even though I'm in Saturn, I can't let
it
that
doesn't
stop
matter.
Me with
you
those.
You got double eights, girl. You got like all the power you need to have whatever you want. You want love? You want success? What do you want? Go get it.
Okay, I'll do that. I actually know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to waste these cards.
No,
that's pretty rare. I don't think you'll ever have that again in your lifetime. Double eight.
Wow.
You want to take advantage of that.
Yes, I will. I appreciate that.
And I know you're a heart, so you love love.
Yeah, love
you
is
love,
good.
You love love, and you love to be loved, right?
Yes.
Well, that should be on your list. How about having two boyfriends? How about that? Would that work for you?
You know what? Ordinarily it would, but I've been married for 14 years.
Oh, you're married. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I could, my husband and I could try to be boyfriend and girlfriend, perhaps.
Yeah, you guys could spice it up somehow.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Or do something, I mean, if that's what you want. But
okay.
your work could really go places right now. You have power with people right now to get your way.
Okay.
So try it.
Okay, I will. I'll do that.
All right.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Leah, great talking to you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll have time for two, maybe three calls. But we have two lines already full. When we come back in the break, we'll be talking to Dawn and Marina. But right now, we're going to have to take a short break, and we're going to hear the song Rama Rama. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Dawn and Marina. Be right back. Rock. I hope you enjoyed it. We only have time for 3 more callers tonight, and the lines are full, so no need to call in at this point. We are talking to Dawn, Marina, and Celeste. And first up is Dawn from Arizona, and her birthday is December 13th, 1975. Are you there, Dawn?
Yes, I am.
And did I get your birthday correct, 12-13-75?
Yes, that's correct.
Great. So what can I do for you, Five of Clubs?
My questions are about love and success. As far as starting, I started a business, and the date of that business is 1/21, so it's a six of diamonds. I don't know what the planetary ruling card, because it says ace of hearts or ace of diamonds.
So this year, January 21st of this year?
Yes.
And what time did you start the business?
I don't know exactly. It was in the evening, probably 10:30, 11.
Okay. Let's see. It was Aquarian. So the ruling card would be the Ace of Diamonds.
Okay.
Yeah. So what else do you want to know?
I just want to know, I don't know what I can look forward to or things I should be cautious about with that. And then as far as my love life, what's coming up? Is there anything coming up?
Are you, like, having a hard time meeting anybody or something?
No, I have had the same person in my life for a while, but he doesn't live here, and he's a Queen of Diamonds, and I don't know if maybe it looks like he'll be coming here to visit or move or...
Well, you know, what's important is what do you want, Dawn?
I want my business to be successful, and I want him to move here.
Oh, you want him to move there. Okay.
Yes.
That's good. That's being very clear. And have you told him you want him to move there?
Yes.
And what does he say when you tell him that?
He's like, I will get there as soon as I can.
Well, that's not saying much.
No.
That doesn't sound like it has much commitment to it.
No, it doesn't.
So
I guess I want to know if I'm just waiting for never or if I'm waiting for a possibility or...
Well, I mean, you know, you can get really clear with him. I mean, maybe he has no intention of moving there for real, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What's his birthday, by the way?
March 11th, 77.
Okay, so he's a Queen of Spades ruling card.
Yes.
He's a double queen.
Yes.
Well, Pisces are kind of, you know, they're kind of mamby-pamby and lost and confused. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, they tend to be. So let's just talk about your business first, okay?
Okay.
You're supposed to have your own business this year. And, you know, Five of Clubs people, and especially people with your birthday, they can make an extraordinary amount of money.
Good.
There's no doubt about it. You can make an extraordinary amount of money. See, basically... How it boils down is that there's a lot of money that's actually owed to you from other people. People owe you money from past lives. Okay?
Oh.
And so a lot of money is going to come to you without you having to work too hard for it. All you got to do is put up the business to get the people to come to you.
Okay. Hey.
And you could end up being a millionaire quite easily. Your birthday especially. Sagittarian.
Right.
So you're on the right track. As far as this Queen of Diamonds guy goes, you know, I would give him a certain timeline, and I would just say that's it. You know what I mean?
What kind of timeline? A month? A week?
I'd say like a month. Because how long have you been with him?
A year and a half.
Yeah, that's long enough, don't you think?
I think so.
But here's the other thing. This is the last thing I want to tell you, Dawn, is that you have allowed this to be for a year and a half.
Right.
You know what that says about you?
I'm unclear.
No, it's exactly what you want.
Right.
You just don't know it.
Well, yeah, I think I was kind of concerned about wanting to do the business, but was kind of, you know, going back and forth. And now that I've started a business, now I'm really focused on that. And I'm hoping that he'll get here. If he doesn't, he doesn't. I mean, I'm totally going,
well,
you know,
you can either just make a deadline in your mind and then just give him to that long. If he doesn't show up, then just break it off with him. Or you can let him know the deadline right up front, and he might break it off for you automatically, you know?
Well, what do you think the cards say?
Well, it looks like he's going to come there.
Right.
In your Saturn period.
Right.
It won't be as fun as you thought.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, he was dealing with some family things and the death of his mother and some other things. So it's not like, it's not like he has just kind of been on the fly, just hanging out. He had, you know, a lot of things going on. So
it's real circumstances.
Definitely.
A real consideration. Okay.
And I guess that's why I should have been, clear about that. That's why I haven't really been giving him, like, definite deadlines because of that situation. But now I guess I was wondering, I feel like he's going to come here energetically. I mean, I feel like it's going to happen, but I'm just wondering when, you know, because
it looks like he's going to be coming there in your Saturn period.
In the Saturn, okay.
Well, you have a Queen of Diamonds and Four of Spades.
Right. What's the Four of Spades? I didn't know.
That's a happy little house.
Okay.
It's a happy household card.
Oh, good.
Yes. Everything you always wanted.
I hope I want what I asked for.
I sure do, too. We'll find out. You'll be sure and call in, won't you?
Yeah, I will.
Call us back around the 1st of August. Let us know what's going on.
And so then about my business. Is there any other things that I should be on the watch for or just keep going with?
No, keep going and always think big. And always plan for lots of money. Don't plan small.
No. Lots of money.
Yeah, think of large sums of money when you make your plans and decisions. Always have a business that has potential to go very big.
Okay,
I have it. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, you don't want to waste your time with something that's, you know, kind of small time.
No.
Yeah. So that's all the advice I have.
Okay, well, I appreciate your advice, appreciate your time, and I hope you have a great evening.
Thank you very much, and I hope you have a great week. All right.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Okay, without further ado, we're going to move right on to Marina from Nova Scotia, related to Winston in some way. We'll find out. Are you there, Marina?
Hi, yes, I'm here. I'm going to be the new aunt of Winston's baby. Hopefully.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Are you his wife's sister?
I am.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And you born September 14th, 1975?
Correct.
So you are a good little girl.
Thank you. Finally,
a good little Virgo.
Yes.
See, all Virgos want to be is just a good little girl or a good little boy. That's all they want to be.
Absolutely.
That's their big wannabe in life. Not too complicated, just want to be good.
That's right.
So do you have any questions that you want to ask tonight?
Just general, nothing specific, just what you see coming up for this year. I have a lot going on at the moment, but just wanting to see what, if any, new exciting...
What kinds of things do you have going on these days?
I just had a new baby this year, and I'm thinking about relocating, and I'm presently on maternity leave, so just seeing what new career options might come up for me.
And is there a father in the picture?
Yes, I'm married.
Oh, you're married. Okay. Oh, cool. Okay. So this is your first baby?
I have two kids, actually.
Two kids?
No, we have two kids, yes.
Oh. Is this your first?
No.
Oh, okay. It's your second. All right.
Yes.
So are you thinking of moving?
Yes.
Well, you should move. You're
okay.
Kind of wait. You're almost like dragging your feet here.
Yeah, I'm going next week, I think. I just finalized some options last night, so we've been wanting to do it for quite a while.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's all going to happen.
So you see that.
Yeah, okay. And it's all good, and you're going to like the new place better. It's going to bring you in contact with more people.
Absolutely.
That's what it's showing for you personally. More people, better connections on the...
Well, see, we're in Nova Scotia, which is a small place, and we're going to Toronto, so that's quite a bit larger.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
A lot of sense.
That certainly fits the bill.
Yeah.
But it's really more for you. I mean, it's going to, like, connect you up socially better, and you are a social person.
Absolutely.
You're not a hermit.
No. Wait, but I've been living like one.
That's the feeling I get. You need to get out. You need to have, like, a... You need a bunch of people around you telling you how great you are.
Yeah. I'm around all my family now, and sometimes that happens and sometimes it doesn't, you know.
Well, I mean, you need more people. A family's just not quite enough to really do the job, you know.
Okay.
Got to have some social interactions. We can be around people because, you know, you're a social person. You're very smart. You like to have fun. And all that stuff's going to happen to you. It's all going to work out just fine.
Great. I'm looking for career change. I've tried a few different options in the last couple of years, and none of them seem to go the way I'd like them to. So I'd like to try something new and something. I think I need to utilize some of my talents more. So I'm just not sure where or what types of work.
Well, I can't tell you where or what, but I can tell you that this year coming up is going to be the year that you find it.
Okay.
Yeah. You have every indication of you finding it this year. It's going to be good.
Do you think it's more self-employment or more just whatever I do? I kind of go back and forth.
You have to have something that really challenges you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not like a person that's going to be satisfied with some job.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, it has to be something that has a little more excitement, I think, for you.
Absolutely. That makes sense.
You know, so I don't really know what it's going to be, but I know it's going to happen for you because you've been asking for it for a long time, and it's showing up in your cards like it's going to come this year.
Can you just tell me a little bit if I give you my husband's date of birth? Just a little bit.
What's his birthday?
April 9th, 75, Alwyn.
He's a Queen of Diamonds?
Yes.
Oh. All right, how long have you guys been married?
6 years.
And how's that going?
Great.
Okay.
Better with time.
He's never cheated on you?
I have no idea.
Does he
not
travel?
That I'm aware of.
Does he travel?
Pardon?
Does he travel?
We were departed for 13 months from each other.
You were all
not
broke
by
up?
Choice.
Oh, not by
no,
choice.
No, he had to leave the country.
Oh, because he robbed a bank or something?
No, he's not a Canadian, so he had to leave for immigration reasons.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to find out what he was up to there. Well, you know, his birthday is associated with a lot of people that have a really high sex drive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes, and Queen of Diamonds also, I'm a Queen of Diamonds, you know, we get bored. We get bored with the same person. Now, that's not always true, but it can be true. Okay, so I'm not saying that that's exactly true for him, but it's always a possibility, so that's why I ask. I just want to see if anything like that has showed up or not. And maybe it hasn't, so it's fine. But I don't see any problems. I don't see any signs of you breaking up or anything. As a matter of fact, I see your relationship being a blessing for you for this entire 7-year cycle that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think everything is going well, and your career is on the horizon here.
Sounds good.
It's coming. So,
great.
So it's all good.
Good.
Happy to give you the good news.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to receive it. And you
well,
and Julie, and have a great birthday as well.
Thanks, Marina. I appreciate you saying that.
You're welcome.
All right. Good night.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That's a powerful birthday, September 14th. So 10 of clubs and 8 of diamonds, two of the crown line cards in one birthday. That's pretty powerful. You know, if you're not, like, in front of people somehow entertaining or teaching, you're probably not as happy as you could be, Marina. So, really, I think something really big is going to happen to you this year. Okay, finally, we have Celeste waiting patiently on line two, our last caller. She's born August the 14th, 1973. Are you there, Celeste?
I am, Robert. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I spoke with you right when I was in my Saturn period, and that was really difficult.
You survived?
Because I'm asking for advice right now.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm just asking for advice. I've got a little confusion as to what's coming up.
Well, what are you doing? That's more important than what's coming up. What are you up to?
It's a relationship issue. I had a huge breakup right on my Saturn period with someone. And that's been super difficult. But he's trying to come back.
Okay, so what's his birthday again?
December 9th.
Okay, so he's that nine of clubs, king of diamonds.
Yeah, so I think what I'm wondering is if it's even worth for me to try to redo it again, because I've just spent so much time trying to get over it, even though I'm not, obviously, since I'm still trying to figure out whether I want to do this.
Well, relationships are already a difficult thing for everybody. Especially today, because our whole culture is totally off base with the whole way we approach relationships. It's a wonder anybody has a half decent relationship
right. These
days, in a way. But what does he say he wants, and what do you want? This is an important question. Like,
well,
what do you really want?
I would like a relationship with him. I really would.
No, but what does a relationship mean to you? See, because that word is very ambiguous. It can mean so many things to so many different people. Let's be a little more specific. What do you want in a relationship?
A partner that I could trust and count on, and vice versa.
Do you want to be married?
This was the first person I ever thought of marrying.
Okay.
I've had relationships before, but I actually thought that I could actually be with this person. And we spoke about it right before he went. The last few months of our relationship was really difficult because he didn't know what he wanted. So I was kind of left with, as a yo-yo, back and forth, I think.
Yeah. Well, is he saying that he's really clear about what he wants now?
Yeah.
And what does he say that he wants?
That he would like to try it again with me.
Try what?
exactly. Our whole relationship that failed.
Well, I mean, it's like, okay, no, what I'm saying is, he says he wants to try it again with me, but what does he want? If he was successful and not trying, what would it end up looking like? What is it that he's going for? That's the question I'm trying to get the answer for here. Where is he headed? What's his life direction? What's his purpose in seeing you?
Well, he talked about marriage, and he's one of the reasons he said that he made him confused about our relationship was that he would look too far off into the future and wondered what we would be like if we were married. And when he looked at that, sometimes it was frightening.
What scared him about it?
Just the commitment.
Well, okay, so if he's got commitment problems, that's not going to change.
Huh.
Is it?
What did the cards say between us, Robert?
Well, see, the first thing about the cards is who you're talking about. That's number one. Before you look at the predictions, you see, the first thing I always look at is who are we talking about here, okay? Your birthday is not so marriageable. Did you know that?
It's not what?
You're not a very marriageable person.
I know. I see that.
That's what I'm talking about. Because you have major emotional problems and challenges, and most Queen of Clubs never take the time to deal with them.
Wow.
Because they're so strong-willed. Do you understand?
Right.
Most Queen of Clubs never stop and even realize they even have feelings.
Oh, I think I have a lot of feelings.
Yeah, maybe, but are you actually on them? Are you working on having a healing on the emotional level? Or are you just having a big dramatic display of emotions?
That way. I have actually in the last year been trying to do a lot more of self, like meditation, and do a lot of
The point I'm making is that for you, any relationship for you is going to be really difficult. It just is, because you have a Seven of Hearts in Saturn, you have a Three of Hearts first karma card. Do you understand? These two cards mean that you have some challenges on the emotional level that are much bigger than most other cards. Okay? Do you realize this? This is what's true for you from your birthday. And they're not like insurmountable. There's nothing you can't overcome here. I don't want to give you some kind of a doom prediction. Okay?
Gloom and doom.
Yeah, I'm not trying to give gloom and doom the heck out of you here. But you need to see that this is something that's not going to be easy for you, no matter who you're with. Do you follow that? But you understand what I'm saying, right?
Well, I do. I do understand.
So let me tell you a little secret, okay? I mean, you could be a great catch. I mean, you're Leo. Leos are great people. You understand? It's the highest sun sign. You have a lot going for you and all that. But you're going to need a partner that wants to work on themselves, and that sees the relationship as an opportunity to work on themselves, and is willing to work on themselves while you work on yourself.
I that makes perfect sense.
And if your partner, if this Nine of Clubs guy, whose Nine of Clubs are known to just be sex fiends, okay, I'm not saying they all are, but a good number of them are. If this guy is not really there, if he's not really what I just described, then your relationship, whatever it is going to fail within a short period of time.
Oh.
And it's going to hurt more the second time. Okay?
So...
I'm just telling you this, because this is standard... Because
I'm kind of at this point where I, like, should I go ahead and dive right back in? Or just say, I've suffered enough, and I'd rather move on and hope to be better somewhere else.
What I would love to see you do is I'd love to see you work on yourself.
Right.
In whatever relationship you're in, you get some counseling. You guys get a counselor. That's number one. Before you even...
I've been in counseling for the last year, actually.
No, but you and he have a counselor that you go to together.
Oh,
at
wow,
least,
really?
At least once a week for the first month or two. So that when stuff comes up, you have somebody to go to where you guys can learn to communicate what's going on. And he has to be committed. If he's not committed like the way I'm talking, just forget it and don't even waste your time. You follow me?
Yeah.
So you can have a little talk with him. You can get this straightened out really quickly. You can find out whether he's really ready to go for it. But you have to be committed to this yourself. If you're not committed to it, he's not going to be committed to it, and it's not going to happen. You have to be committed to your own happiness.
Okay.
And you're not. Yep. And you're going to need support. You can't do this by yourself. My wife and I, we're doing really good now, but we had a lot of rough times in the beginning. And thank God we had a counselor. And thank God we were both interested in counseling and knew that it could help us. We would not have survived it.
Really?
Yeah, really. And anybody who thinks they don't need counseling, they're full of shit.
Absolutely.
They are.
They're completely fooling themselves.
They're fooling themselves, and they haven't grown up yet, and they're not really ready for a real relationship. So, you know, so this is what I recommend. You know, he's a player. He's half marriageable, so it's not impossible. You're half marriageable, too.
I'm not.
Oh, yeah, you're half marriageable.
Thanks.
You are. You're not that bad, trust me. Okay?
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And, you know, you got a great year coming up. It's going to be a good year. But you're in Neptune right now. Don't make any decisions until your birthday. Don't make any life-changing decisions until after your birthday.
That's why
all right?
I'm so confused. Exactly.
Yeah, you're going to be confused all the way until your birthday. You might as well forget it. Don't even try not to be because you can't help it. Just
okay,
don't make any important decisions. Don't say move back in. If you want to have him visit, fine, but don't make any promises.
That's exactly what I was calling to ask. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Thanks, Celeste. Great talking to you. Call again, all right? Oh, that was fun. Queen of Clubs is not an easy card. I was just writing about Queen of Clubs today, you know. They're like one of the cards. They got a seven of hearts instead. That's a tough card. Well, we've gone over the time tonight, but I've had a really good time. I hope you guys did too, those of you who are still listening. We'll be back next Monday with more announcements, more fun, and be sure and go to my website. We have lots of interesting things. Go to lovecardsdating.com and sign yourself up for our website. If you're single or thinking you're going to be single in the future, we have our new book, my new book coming out this week. We'll be taking orders for that this week. You're welcome to order it and lots of other things. So this is Robert Lee Camp. We're going to play Gayatri Mantra from my CD, and we'll see you all next week. Have a great week. Good night.
Bhargodevasya dhimahi deyo yo na prachodayat Om Durga Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargodevasya dhimahi deyo yo na prachodayat Bhargodevasya dhimahi deyo yo na prachodayat Turvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Chodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Saviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya
of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.